Slowly, Manchester became a center of Zionist thought, which was destined, after months and years of laborious effort, to spread its influence through the surrounding towns and to leave its impression on English Zionism as a whole. Early in 1906, a general election took place in England, and Arthur James Balfour was chosen to contest the Clayton Division of North Manchester. Charles Dreyfus, who, as well as being chairman of the Zionist group in Manchester, was a member of the City Council and chairman of the Conservative Party, managed to secure an interview for Chaim Weizmann with Balfour, the ex-Prime Minister.
Is this diary out of date?
Yes, Mr. Balfour.
There seem to be very few breaks in the monotonous routine of an election campaign.
But there's sort of break now, sir.
Oh, how do you mean?
Dr. Chaim Weizmann is next to you on this.
Oh, yes. He's the Jew who turned down my government's offer of Uganda. Is he here?
Yes, sir. Can Mr. Charles Dreyfus?
Oh, well, show them in.
Very well, sir. You'll come this way, please, gentlemen. Mr. Charles Dreyfus and Dr. Chaim Weizmann.
Good to see you, Dreyfus.
Mr. Balfour, I just want to introduce Dr. Weizmann and then I must leave for a most important meeting.
For the party?
Yes, yes, for the party.
Then I wish you luck.
Thank you. Allow me to introduce Dr. Chaim Weizmann.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do, sir? Now, if you'll excuse me, I must ask.
Of course.
I'll see you out, sir.
Thank you.
I'm most grateful to you, Mr. Balfour, for granting me this interview. I know that you're a very busy man in the middle of your election campaign.
This makes a welcome change. Please sit down, Dr. Weizmann.
Thank you.
I'm interested in meeting one of the Jews who turned down the acceptance of Uganda. But may I ask you, Dr. Weizmann, why is it that some Jews or Zionists are so bitterly opposed to the Uganda offer? I can assure you the British government is really anxious to do something to relieve the misery of the Jews. And after all, as I see it, the problem is a practical one, calling for a practical approach.
Mr. Balfour, the problem is not as simple as that. One must understand the true meaning of the Zionist movement.
It's a political movement, surely.
There is a spiritual side which outsiders seem not to know about.
And how does this affect it?
Nothing but a deep religious conviction, expressed in modern political terms, can keep the movement alive.
And this conviction, as you put it?
This conviction has to be based on Palestine, and on Palestine alone.
And on this point you are adamant?
Yes.
Why?
Any deviation from Palestine is, well, a form of idolatry.
Oh, you sound like Moses in the Old Testament, Doctor.
I can assure you, sir, that if Moses had walked into the Sixth Zionist Congress while it was adopting the resolution in favor of the Commission for Uganda, he would surely have broken the tablets once again.
But you must know the Uganda offer was well meant.
Yes, I know that. And I know that on the surface, it may appear the most practical road. But I also know that quite apart from the availability and suitability of the territory, the Jewish people will never produce the energy or the money to build up a wasteland and make it habitable unless that land is Palestine.
Why has Palestine this magic and romantic appeal for the Jews?
Our history has been what it is because of our tenacious hold on Palestine. We've never accepted defeat and have never forsaken the memory of it.
That's a great tradition, I'll admit.
Such a tradition can be converted into real motive power. And we Zionists are trying to do just that. Struggling against great difficulties. But certain that the day will come when we shall succeed. I hope I'm not boring.
On the contrary, much of this is new to me. I know something of the growth of your Zionist movement. And of course, I've heard of Dr. Hertz, the very distinguished leader who founded and organized it.
If I may venture to correct you, sir. You mean Dr. Hertz?
Yes.
He didn't exactly found the movement.
No, I always thought he did.
No, he placed it on a new footing and gave the tradition a modern political setting. But he died young, and has left with us this legacy of Uganda, which we are trying to liquidate.
Yes, I understand.
I think, sir, you'd understand better if I asked you a question.
Well?
Mr. Balfour, supposing I were to offer you Paris instead of London, would you take it?
But Dr. Weizmann, we already have London.
That is true. But we had Jerusalem when London was a marsh.
That's true. Tell me, Dr. Weizmann, are there many Jews who think like you?
I believe I speak the minds of millions of Jews whom you will never see and whom cannot speak for themselves, but with whom I could pave the streets of the country I came from.
If that is so, you will one day be a great force to be reckoned with.
Perhaps.
It's curious, you know. the Jews I meet are quite different.
Mr. Balfour, you meet the wrong kind of Jews.